Grace Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Don. I'm Mike the Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
TNT, here, you got something for me today.
I do, man. All right, so we're just gonna get right into it when we talk about Jonas, you've been vaccinated.
I choose not to say my position in the matter.
Okay, well, I'll tell mine because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a care. Sorry.
Already. I can't even go 5 seconds.
I know, dude. I've been vaccinated.
You basically have a trash can in your mouth.
What can you say? I've been vaccinated, I have had no ill effects from it. But I want to tell you about a 62-year-old man from Germany has, against medical advice, been vaccinated 217 times.
How does that happen? Hey, Steve, back again. They know that he's been there more than four. How many? Like, what's the max they quote unquote say you're supposed to have? Four?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to have like three or four by this point.
Yeah, four, maybe five. Yeah. But homeboy's had 217. He's had 40 times the amount of vaccines you're supposed to have.
So the shots were bought and given privately within the space of 29 months.
Oh my, 29 months?
Yeah. So this is honestly, this is like a case in medical study right now, because he's also had no ill effects whatsoever. In fact, he had received two shots within like the last 2 months prior to being found out that this was happening. And the only thing that they found is that the last two shots that he did boosted his immunity even more.
Wait, here's a question.
Or I shouldn't say immunity, but
has he caught COVID?
He's never had COVID.
Oh, okay.
He's never had COVID. They tested his blood and they were like, we can't even find traces that he's ever had it.
I would hope with that much vaccine.
I would hope too, man. So
man, I hope they pump full the AIDS vaccine.
So yeah, I don't know. If anything, it's like, do you let them keep going for science?
I mean, you letting people do roids and play sports. You let criminals fight in a death pit.
We're not letting criminals fight in a death pit. Where's that happening?
I thought you said all my ideas were happening.
No, none of your ideas are happening. One of your ideas is happening. Yeah. One idea you've had.
It's a really big idea.
And the rest of them are off the table until they happen, and then they're back on the table.
Only if I ran the world, TNT.
We'd all be dead.
I'd have 500 vaccine shots, and I'd be on top of the world.
Yeah, neither one of us would have ever had it.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, had it a few too many times.
Didn't matter how many I had, I caught it too much.
Let's see if there's anything else pretty good about this guy. It says they were able to take blood samples from ourselves when the man received further vaccination during the study, where we were able to use these samples to determine exactly how the immune system reacts to the vaccination. Evidence for 130 of the jabs was collected by the public prosecutor of the city, who opened an investigation and allegations of fraud. So apparently I could see that, because it seems like dangerous. So if there's like some guy who's privately giving you 217 shots, it's like that Michael Jackson giving him the medication to help him go to sleep type of thing.
Oh, the Diddy bodyguard.
What happened there?
Remember we heard about that?
No.
Diddy's bodyguard was involved in Michael Jackson's death.
Was he? Wait, what? This is news to me.
No, they're saying that same guy who was Diddy's, like, if you get pulled over in California, New York, just call this guy because he has police hookups. Okay. That same bodyguard was like involved in with Michael Jackson's stuff, and they're like, who gave him the final dose, huh?
Oh, the doctor.
Was he out here talking about
The doctor who was on trial that is now, I believe, behind bar. I think he's doing time for that issue.
I don't remember.
Either way, man, if you're a medical professional, I don't even know how to liken this to anything else, but you do have like kind of like a duty to not do something that's going to harm somebody, even if they're like, hey, look, I'll pay you a lot of money if you let me harm myself under your supervision.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're like, oh, they're gonna do it anyway. I get that, but I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know. This guy actually absolutely has some sort of mental problem.
What do you mean?
Because like
oh yeah
both. I mean, both
hypochondria,
both
perhaps?
Of them, I guess. The guy who wants 250 vaccines or whatever, yeah. Like any rational person knows that you don't need that many. And then the guy who's going to give one person 250 vaccines is a sociopath.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean...
Well, okay. I mean, I can almost, like, you're 60, he's 62 years old. Obviously, COVID was just, like, taking out people in his demographic. I'm not sure, like, what his weight and, like, health history was, but I could understand being a little scared of it.
Yeah, but, you know, okay. So I'm Doc Joe. We'll call that's the name of the guy who's going to go to jail.
I would definitely love to have Dr. Joe at my bedside.
Dr. Joe. Mm. So like first week you come over, I'm like, oh hey TNT, and you're like, yeah, I want to get a vax shot, and I was like, oh, I got some of those, I'll give you one. And then like then you come back over like the next week, and you're like, hey, can I get one of them vaccines? And you're like, I'm like, well, you're only supposed to have like a couple a few weeks apart. No, man, the other one didn't work. I need it. I'm like, okay, I'll give you one more. You show up the third week in a row. I'm like, go find another doctor to give you the vaccine, bro. I gave you two. Man. He gave him 200.
You know, maybe I just have a friend who's a doctor.
Dr. Joe, everybody's friend.
I mean, you think about it. I don't know. This guy sounds like he got money to me. If you're able to, like, to just be like, oh, I'm just going to order 217 vaccinations off of Amazon.
Maybe you know a PA who got a little, a little side hustle.
He's got connections somehow.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I've ever had 200 shots in my life.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not really a big fan of shots. I can take them. You know, like, I've given blood and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'll...
You're not afraid of needles?
I'm not afraid of needles.
No? Can you watch it go in?
Yeah, I do, on purpose.
You want to watch it go in?
Yeah, I always want to watch it go in.
I don't like where this conversation's going, honestly.
I'm just saying that I like to watch it go in.
Okay, well, we're going to stop saying it now, I think.
It gets all moist when it starts.
How was that even relevant?
The needle gets moist when it goes in the blood.
That's a reach.
No,
you could have said it makes me bleed when it goes in. I would have been like, you're saying.
It rips and tears when it goes in.
See, now we're talking. You drew me back in.
I'm here. I'm here. But yeah, like, I don't mind watching the needle. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like not pretending the things aren't happening.
What? I don't even know what that meant. Wait, go back.
I didn't know how to say
elaborate,
it.
Elaborate.
Like, some people are like, oh, I have to get a shot. Let me, like, look away and pretend it's not happening. I'm like, I want to, like, I'm living that moment, man. Like, let me see that shit happen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about pretending COVID doesn't exist. No. Swear to God. I thought you were like, I thought I was seeing the birth of an anti-vaxxer.
The birth. I'm like, I walked off the edge of the earth.
Yeah.
And then they told me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I could only imagine you going full circle from the time where you were calling people plague rats for not wearing masks in public to you being like, it's not even real, bro. Like, that's a far journey to go, man. That's a fall from grace that I would, it would hurt my heart to see you go that full circle from one end of the spectrum.
Sometimes you just gotta go round, dude.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. But I
climbed up on the roof. I saw the edge of the earth.
Okay.
It's flat.
Oh, you're a flat earther now as well. Okay.
I'm just being an ass.
All right.
No, dude.
Yeah, I like to watch the needle go in too. I don't know what it is. I think it's because I don't want surprise pain.
Oh.
Like, surprise pain is one of the worst ones. Like, if you're going to get hit by a car, I want to see that shit coming.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hit by a car. Like, I'm just walking, listening to music, and then I get hit by a car. Fam. Not only am I going to be hurt, but I'm going to be pissed. Yeah. Like, that's like, I'm pissed off and hurt. Like, you hit me from behind, and I'm hurt. Motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean.
Pardon my language.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, sometimes it's the only thing that makes you feel, you know, a little bit of pain.
All right. Jonas wants me to get hit by a car. Fair enough.
I meant the needle, Dick.
Oh, why do you keep going back to me? I thought you were talking about vaccines and cars. I thought you wanted me to get hit. Okay, I got you. You're not even wrong, though. Yeah.
I don't want you to get hit by a car.
Okay, but you want me to get stuck by a needle.
I want you to know you're alive and that people love you.
All right, on the next one.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
You got it.
That's all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
Oh, yeah.